Welcome back to the Lash Base podcast. It is episode 18, and whilst we are a little behind schedule, this is a huge episode. We want to talk about marketing your lash business. So this will be digital marketing, social media marketing, and everything that's involved in gaining you what you really want, and that is more business. Let's do this. So here we are, probably 4 or 5 days behind where we should be.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. However, this is such an important episode to us that we wanted to make sure that we had all of the right information in it and not just push something out that maybe isn't as helpful as it could have been.
Yeah, kind of mediocre.
Yeah. So we want to try and fill this with everything that you need to know about marketing your lash business, including one of probably the most important part, like the mindset behind it, the thoughts of why you're doing what you're doing. So firstly, if I sort of explain the reasoning behind why we wanted to do this episode, don't get me wrong, we've done that it's been one of our most popular episodes on Instagram itself, which is very like tactical, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It tells you exactly how to use Instagram. Obviously, if you haven't listened, go and listen to that episode. However, something that we've noticed quite a lot when it comes to being new to the lash industry, or to be fair, maybe even with your experience to the lash industry, is that the education around marketing isn't amazing. And that's nobody's fault. You're coming into a business because you're passionate and creative and an artist for lashes and for beauty. So to then add on top of that, that to be as successful as you can be in this industry, you have to be good at marketing as well. And people aren't getting taught, or they don't understand the right things or the right way to go about things. Like, so for example, and this is completely normal, a lot of people feel like this with most things in life. It's almost like there's a mentality of that get rich quick sort of thing that you have. So whenever you start your business, of course you want it to go really well, you want to be successful straight away, and there are so many people telling you that is possible if you do X, Y, and Z. So you get lots of poor information about different little tactics and hacks and tricks and things that aren't honest or genuine, promising you that you're going to suddenly grow your lash business really quickly and this is how you do it. So what we wanted to do was kind of address that and explain to you that it, as with everything in life that's worth having, it takes hard work, patience,
time.
You're going to get it right, you're going to get it wrong. However, we're going to talk to you and talk through how to think about it so that when you are now then moving forward to try and market in your business, you'll probably have a better idea of how you're going to go about doing it. So that's a brief explanation of why we wanted to do this episode. So instead of carrying on, we'll move straight into it. And the biggest question that you have to ask yourself and truly understand, biggest question, Amy, I'll let you ask that question.
Why are you doing what you are doing as a lash artist?
Exactly. Why? Why are you a lash artist? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to gain, or what do you hope to gain? Why are you on social media? Why are you taking all these courses? You really need to think about it, understand yourself, and then you'll be able to move forward. And we're going to try and talk through a few ideas and a few ways that might help you.
Just a thought to get us going, why don't we just ask each other what our whys are? So first of all, I'll ask you, what's your why, Jamie?
Okay, put me on the spot. Right, so my why do I do what I do? I do what I do because I genuinely mean this. I get such satisfaction when somebody improves or is happy because of something that I have done. So therefore, if I give someone some education, give someone some advice, make them laugh, any of that, if I can improve how somebody feels, I genuinely get satisfaction from that. And I know that sounds cliche, but I really enjoy psychology, which means leaning into this job, you do get to understand a lot about how people work, which is why we're doing an episode that's based quite loosely, but based around mindset as well, which really interests me. I think it's because my why is because I enjoy what I'm doing. Everything I do is what I enjoy doing. And add on top of that, I love my family, and this is a Lash Base is a family business. So I get to work every day with my family. So my why is I like to help people and I work with my family. And that is exactly what I'm doing. So, which is quite good actually, because now I understand, I've never said that before. If I understand that I like helping people, I can see now why I do the things that I do. Mm-hmm. So yeah, go on then. What about you? Put you on the spot. What about you?
So my why, I guess quite similar to you. I enjoy helping people. I started beauty when I left school. So I went to college and did beauty. And the reason I enjoyed that was because I love the talking to people, helping people. Again, the psychology. I think it's mainly because I enjoy helping people, making them feel good.
Making other people feel good makes you feel good,
yeah,
doesn't it? It makes you. I genuinely, once you realize this as well, that making someone else feel good is actually a better feeling than making yourself feel good.
Yeah.
So, and I reckon everybody listening to this probably has a little bit of this inside them, because your job is to make people feel good, isn't it? They're more confident.
Yeah.
And that means if you can do that and give someone a perfect set of lashes, you probably get great satisfaction from that. So that's quite interesting. So there are whys. We want to talk to you now. Should we say, how do you find your why? How do you understand your why? Okay. So Amy, give me an example of someone understanding their why.
Okay. Let me think about this. Okay. So if, for instance, you take your paycheck out of the equation, and you do lashing for the love of it, for the passion for lashing, would you still enjoy your job taking the money out?
Yeah.
If the answer is yes, you would still love what you are doing. That is your why. Your why is because you enjoy lashing people and you're passionate about it.
And how people feel afterwards and how they look afterwards and things like that. Yeah. Okay. That's a good one. So you're saying if any job that you did in the world, you got paid exactly the same amount of money, what job is it you would do? And if your answer is lashes, then your why is the passion that you have for lashes, and then that's a start into understanding. And then you can say, well, I'm so passionate about lashes, why am I so passionate about lashes? And then you'll go deeper and you'll realize, is it because it's how people feel at the end of it? Is it because you like the skill and intricacy of doing the lashes? Is it, and then again bringing the money back to it, if you're on the flip side, if you are naturally talented and you work your business correctly, yes, you can make quite a lot of money. And if that's the interest to you, that's why you do it, to make lots of money, then that's also completely okay. Yeah. But it's just understanding why you're doing what you're doing.
You just need to go into depth, don't you, with it? So you need to ask yourself why. Then you're after you've answered that, ask yourself why again. And just keep saying why.
I do it all the time, yeah.
Just keep saying it.
My wife hates it. Why? Why do you think that? Why? So yeah, good advice.
Get to the bottom of it.
I think this will be first question number one. We'll put up on our Instagram stories, put a little question box, and you can answer this as well in our Facebook group. And that is, what is your why? We'd love to know, why do you do lashes? Or why are you a trainer? Or why, if you're a brand and you sell products, why did you move into that? Why do you do that? So now that we have made you hopefully think a little deeper into why you do what you do, we'll talk about the main portion of this episode now, that the probably the reason that you are listening, and that is how to market your business. So you know your why. Now, when it comes to marketing, it's so important. It's exactly the same thing. It's so important to know why you are using certain social media sites, why you are getting business cards printed, if that's what you're doing. So understanding why and what you are doing when it comes to marketing your lash business is so important, because I touched on it earlier. There's this sort of get rich quick scheme of thinking, do you know what, yeah, I'm going to go on, I'll tag a load of lash artists, I'll use all the right hashtags because that'll get me loads of followers, and loads of followers equals loads of money, doesn't it? That's what it, but that's not how it works. No. So that's what we want to talk to you next. So firstly, I think we'll talk about the differences between online and offline marketing. So here's, if you are, I think this episode will probably help lash artists the most. So we'll talk about the different types of online marketing that you can do and also the offline stuff.
Okay, so let's give you some examples of offline marketing. This can be anything such as flyers. It can be bumper stickers or stickers on your car.
Yeah, stickers on your window outside, business cards.
Yeah, business cards. Example. Oh, what about, well, this kind of offline marketing, when you do a treatment for someone in a salon because you're promoting through them.
Yeah,
like if you were to do a free set of lashes on a hairdresser, for instance.
Basically, offline marketing is anything that happens that is, this sounds so stupid when I say it now because it sounds obvious.
Offline.
Yeah, anything offline. Anything that is not on the internet, on a computer that people come across. So there is so much you can do. And I think, don't get me wrong, I believe online marketing is the main one that will help you with your business and promotion. However,
and brand awareness as well.
Yeah, brand awareness. Yeah, exactly. Offline, there are two forms of offline marketing that actually beat all online marketing. And I'll talk about, if you watch my stuff or ever heard me speak, this is something I always bang on about. Yes, I am very passionate and like to think I'm educated in social media marketing and online digital marketing. However, I do know that the most important form of marketing is an offline form of marketing, and that is word of mouth and customer service. So if all you need is to somehow get hold of one client. So let's just say you're newly qualified and you get your mum, your sister, your one of your friends, and you do a set of lashes for free for them. If that's it, that's your one client that you've got. They're not even paying you, but that's one client. If you can give them top customer service, make them feel good, make them look good, do something that they will remember, they will then, and especially if they're family and friends, they should then go and someone will say, oh, I like your lashes. Where did you get them? Oh, I got them from my daughter or whatever. I got them from my friend. They're amazing, aren't they? I would definitely recommend her. So that person that you've done their lashes for free then goes out and tells five people that, you might get one of them contact you and book in. There you go. You've got two clients. Yeah. One of them is paying.
Maybe not even straight away as well. It might be a couple of months down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can, I'm convinced of it, you can build a full diary of clients without even opening up your mobile phone.
Agreed.
You could build it just from word of mouth and good customer service, treating the people that you deal with, I don't know, great, just giving them good customer service, which we'll talk about shortly.
And I always say going above and beyond as well to give them an excellent service, because they'll remember you and they'll again tell their friends.
Yeah, so I think so much like emphasis and pressure is put on to social media marketing, and this is how you have to run your Instagram, this is how many followers you need, you haven't got no one's commenting or liking on your pictures or anything like that, and it's mm-hmm. worthless. If you can just treat your clients right, do a good job, look after them, keep in contact with them, good communication, then you probably could do just fine without social media. I'm sure there's people listening to this that are going, yeah, do you know what? I hardly use social media and I have a full diary. The answer is not get on social media, get as many followers as you can, and that equals a successful business. No way.
Just a thought as well. What are your thoughts on like referral schemes for lash artists? Because I see some people do them, some people don't. My opinion is that if someone likes you, they'll come back to you regardless if they get a couple of pounds off their next appointment. But for some people, I think they're good. But what's your opinion?
Personally, what? So when,
like a referral scheme, like a loyalty point card.
Do you know what? I can only give you my opinion, personal opinion, mm-hmm. from experience, that from whenever I've gone and had, I don't know, like massages or my hair done.
Done.
Or my spray tans. Yeah, yeah, definitely. or anything. Or in fact, some of the stuff that I buy online gives you, like, I always get emails from, like, my protein, for example, telling me that if I refer a friend, I'll get a £10 voucher to use.
Yeah.
I've never once referred anyone to anything based on what I might gain in return.
It's like an added bonus, isn't it, if you get something
So like the one that for example, the coffees that we got a little card, and every time you get 5 or 6 stamps or whatever it is, you get a free coffee.
You forget about that.
Yeah, so I suppose that's not referring someone, is it? That's just the loyalty points.
You're coming
back
for more, aren't you? So
either way, so I think that although referrals can be good, you can build and get more referrals from doing a good job and providing good service than you can from trying to tempt someone in and incentivize someone by saying, look, if you tell someone, I'll do X, Y, and Z, or I'll give you a discount. On the other side of that, though, if something is so good, so remarkable, that they can't help themselves but go and tell people about you, then that can also work too. But then you've got to weigh up your costs, because I bet if you said to any client, look, if you can get one of your friends to come to me for lashes, you can have a free set, as in just get one person in, you'll give them a free set. You can guarantee that client would probably leave and go and tell someone and get a free set themselves.
And cost-wise, for you to do a free set, how much is a set of volume lashes, for instance? £8, £9? Plus your time.
I'll say more £5. £5. It depends.
Yeah,
depends,
so plus your time, say, for the hour. So say 20, £30?
Yeah, whatever you want to charge yourself. So if you're doing 2 hours, 60, 65 quid.
So that's regardless, for your time, for your products, to get another customer, is it worth it? I personally think so.
You have to. It's the short-term, long-term thinking. You can probably get a diary full of people that are, it will work out that you would be giving half price, wouldn't you? Because everyone will be paying half the price. So if your prices are set higher anyway to start with, that would negate some of the losses you'd make. But then you'd have a full diary that people would be coming back in 2 to 3 weeks for infills, paying the full prices. And before you know it, you could have built a full diary of people based on that referral scheme. But again, if you understand who and why and what you want and what you're looking for, if your diary gets filled with people that are only there for deals and special discounts and cheaper prices, then as soon as someone cheaper comes along, then they might leave you. They might go elsewhere. So I think the best way to build a diary, as I've started this with, is good service and legitimate word of mouth. So you can build a full diary, people paying full price, and they're not going to leave you because they're there for the service, not for the price of the lashes. So that's the important parts of offline marketing, which you should 100% focus on. But let's talk about probably the reason why you're listening, and that is the online side of it. And we'll start with specifically social media marketing. So right now we're going to tell you how to find clients on social media, and then also how to use social media. So we're going to talk, what have we got, things about like Facebook Instagram. My favorite, TikTok.
If nobody has been on TikTok to follow Jamie, please do. It's hilarious. And, like, in a good way.
And embarrassing. But it's a good laugh. If you're not on TikTok, definitely get on TikTok. But we'll talk about that in a minute. So I think one of the things before we started recording this, we were talking about how people find their clients. Where do your clients come from? So it was what you said to me, Amy, before we started. A good question. Sorry, I let you ask the question.
Yeah, if you've already got clients, ask yourself, where did those clients come from? Did they come from recommendations? Did they come through Facebook? Did they come through Instagram? If you look at what you've got now, if you see the majority of them came through Facebook, then clearly it's either something you're doing on Facebook is working, or that's where your customers go.
Yeah, that's a good point. If so, again, it's always good to just keep thinking, like, where do they come from? Why did they come from? Who are they?
Yeah.
So think about your clients right now. How old are they? What's their average age? What are they interested in? Where did you find them? And tally all of those things up, because what you may find sometimes, I know some people that are like this, their clients are the kind of people that are actually more active and more interested in being engaging on Facebook rather than Instagram. However,
I was just going to say, you're kind of just creating a persona. So even put it down on a bit of paper, make up a name of this person.
Yeah.
What their age is, like Jamie said, what they enjoy doing. We
did this for the Lash Base customer, the average Lash Base customer. We created a whole persona. We had
she was called now, like Megan.
It was a name, an age, what they're interested in. We do this for Lash Base. And although we have quite a wide demographic and there are different types of people, that understanding the type of customer that we attract means that we can then focus how we market or what we do for our marketing, which is why certain things on Instagram are important and certain things on Facebook are important, and then other bits, which we'll talk about in a minute. So if you understand who your clients are and where they come from, that then will point you in the right direction, because you have a lot on your plate. You're a lash artist. You're running a business. You have so much more to deal with. And if social media and finding the time to market your business limits you to, say, 2 hours a week or 1 hour a night or whatever it happens to be, you're going to want to make sure that you put most of your focus where you're going to get most of your results. So once you understand that, we'll talk through some sort of more tactical advice now. Yep. So if you've been listening and waiting for us to tell you what to do, here it comes. So if you are on Facebook, here's how you can get clients if you're on Facebook. Now, we all know you've got a Facebook page, business page. It's got a link to your website. You can maybe book on it as well. That's great. That's fine. That's what you should do. However, again, everyone probably knows you post on Facebook and about two people out of your followers or the people that like your page will see that, which is terrible. That's what the problem with Facebook. Organic reach is practically non-existent. So the only way you're going to reach the right types of people is if you're paying money. So that's
clever.
it's the way it works, isn't it?
It's a business.
Yeah. So this is one way, and this I probably would say don't do this as your first option, but this is an option. So now you already have thought about who your client is. You know their age, you know their interests, obviously you know your location, you know roughly how far they're likely to travel based on your current client base. You can type and pick all of that into Facebook when you're boosting or creating an ad. So you can say between the ages of 25 and 36 within 30 miles of your location, interested in, and then type the things that they're interested in. I don't know,
beauty,
Love Island.
Yeah, you can be really I don't want to say specific. you can be really specific with the attributes of your client.
Yeah. So you can then target those exact people that are exactly like your type of client, pay a little bit of money, and they will then see it. So there's one way.
And don't, if you're new to this, don't put on 50 quid or whatever. Put on like maybe a fiver and see how it goes. It may be that you decide that that particular picture or bit of content isn't working. So try something. It's all about testing when you're new to the industry. Although we still test things, don't we?
Always. Because the thing is, you might have who your ideal client is targeted and all those settings in Facebook ads set perfectly. But the problem is, if your ad, the picture that you're boosting or posting or whatever it is, if it is not good enough, or the caption that comes with it doesn't have a good enough sort of call to action, then that might be the problem. But so instead of chucking all your money at it and then saying it doesn't work, if it doesn't work, then it's more about learning what does work. So little and often is the best way if you're going to try and get into Facebook ads to learn what works best for you. So,
and another good point is if you have a piece of content that's gone out and you've not put any money on it, if you've had a few more likes than you normally would, that's a good indication that your audience are engaging with it. So I would
that's
bet
the
that,
type of one.
That's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's the type of picture you need to boost. Or
yeah, the worst thing, if you're ever going to create an ad or boost a post, the worst thing you can do is go, oh, look, this post hasn't got many likes, so I'm going to boost it because that'll get more likes. That's the worst. That's the opposite. You want to see if you post something and it happens to get more engagement than others, that's the type of post that you need to be using as your ads.
And like a like isn't engagement enough.
No.
You need to have comments. So ask questions, make them comment on your post.
Yeah. And then that's how you can figure it out. So that's the paid way of doing it. The a way to get clients organically, and that what organic is just like naturally through the platform without paying any money at all. A great way that's working so far is Facebook groups. So you're a lash artist and you want local people. So your best bet is to join local Facebook groups, anything that's in and around your city or town or whatever, join the groups and just get involved in the conversations that are going on. You don't need to just be posting spam about what it is that you do.
People get annoyed.
Yeah, you just need to get involved in conversations because people within the local area will then start to know who you are, and then that's when you can talk about your business or what you do when it's right to. And that can get more awareness than anything you post on your page just by having conversations in Facebook groups. For example, for Lashbase and for me personally, what I do and I spend a lot of time doing is I'm in Facebook groups with nothing. Obviously, the only people in these Facebook groups are lash artists. So I spend my time engaging, talking, helping, doing everything I can just to build relationships and networking, because it then eventually brings round the awareness to Lashbase, the brand. So,
and just going back to your why is because you are passionate and you want to help people.
So yeah. That's so being inside those groups helps. So that's it. Facebook groups, you go and enter. However, here's another one for you that I would recommend that you do, because it's a great way to use Facebook. If you're a lash artist and you've got, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 clients, create your own Facebook group. Get all of your clients to go into that Facebook group. That means whenever you have spaces, deals, videos to share about aftercare, showing how to wash your lashes or anything like that, you can post it in your group and you know that all of your clients are in that group and they are likely to see your post or your deal or your whatever's going on. It's also a way for you to keep in touch with everyone, and it builds that relationship and that connection with your clients, which will improve the chances of them referring or word of mouth.
Yeah.
For example, another good one in Facebook groups.
We've got loads of good ideas, haven't we?
Oh, I love Facebook groups at the moment. Yeah, another good one for your own Facebook group. Create a Facebook group, get your clients in it. You can even then run a competition, because competitions, we'll talk about competitions on Instagram in a minute, but Facebook and Instagram competitions, you know, the ones where you do like, tag this, like this, share this. Instagram and Facebook don't like that, so they downgrade it and don't show it to as many people if they can see that you're doing that.
Yeah.
Whereas in a Facebook group, what you can do is you run a different type of competition, and you can say, guys, if you invite your friends into this group, once this group has X amount of numbers in it, I will then, and then offer them an incentive for doing it. So what you'll then do is get your clients to invite all of their friends that are the exact type of person that you want to do their lashes and to give you business. They'll be in your Facebook group. So if you don't want to pay any money, then create your own Facebook group and use your clients that you already have. If you want to gain new clients and be known in the local area, join a local Facebook group. I think one of the, sorry to keep talking here, I just realized I'm just waffling on. It's just one of these things that gets me at the moment that I've noticed across all social media, so not specifically Facebook, but all social media, is that people don't, lash artists don't seem to know why they're doing what they're doing. They just want to be known. They want more awareness for themselves. So you'll find people becoming well known and getting lots of lash artist followers and friends and tags and likes and comments. And whilst that's great, because networking is brings opportunities that you'll never have had before, that's it is important. If you've understand why you're on there, and that is to gain clients, having a load of lash artists comment and like your pictures and stuff like that doesn't actually help, because you need the local area to see it, to be involved. So it's actually more of it's a more wise move to be more active in a local Facebook group than it is in these lash artist groups, unless obviously you're trying to learn. So it's just understanding why you're using the certain bits that you can use. So lash artist Facebook groups are excellent to learn, to ask questions, to get help.
A bit of support.
Whereas if you join the local groups, that's where you can be the person that gets involved, and that's where people will then find out about you. So I'd say that's how I would use Facebook if I was a lash artist trying to gain clients. Create a Facebook group, join Facebook groups, and obviously just use your Facebook page if you're going to use ads. So that's Facebook dealt with. Let's move on to talk about the one that is the most used for lash artists at the moment. I think probably because it's quite visual, isn't it, with lashes and stuff. And that is Instagram. So, Amy, what can people do to gain clients or give themselves the best chance of gaining clients by using Instagram?
We did cover this in, I think, was it Instagram number two of our podcast?
Part two.
Basically, you need to make sure that your Instagram account, your page, one, is set up for business. So that you can see how your marketing is working. You can view insights, but again, look back at our Instagram part two. We go into that.
It's an hour long, so we won't talk now for an hour about that part, because there's a lot to it.
So basically, make sure your account is a business account. Secondly, you need to make sure that your profile picture is either of you or your logo. Moving down, you then have your name, and your name of your Instagram handle will be, I don't know, lashes by whatever. But then in your name underneath your profile picture, that should state what it is that you do. So it will be lash artist in wherever you are located, maybe, or lash artist, lash trainer.
That name is like almost like a search term,
bar, So make sure that's in there. And then on from that, you've got your little profile. So in there, you need to make sure you've got your contact details, so telephone number or email address, whichever way you want to be contacted. You can also put in there what you offer. Your location.
Location is a massive one.
So put your location in there for sure. Underneath that, you can put in a book now button, which can also link to like booking system. And then on from there is your feed. So, I missed one. Stories. You can save stories. So you can, your highlights. So you can store your bits there. But moving on to feed. We've said this before, it is a real visual app. So everything you post on Instagram needs to be visual, really like people
appealing to the people that you want to
be drawn to it. That's my bit of advice. But we do go into more detail.
We said to ourselves before recording this, that we can't launch into an hour-long conversation on exactly what to do on Instagram, because we've got 2 hour-long episodes on Instagram. So please, if you are interested, go and listen to them. However, like Amy said, there's very simple, important stuff that you need to have done, which Amy has just gone through. And the funny thing is, what I want to lean into in use of Instagram for, remember, this is specifically for gaining clients. I'm not talking about if you're a trainer. I'm not talking about if you want to become well-known within the industry. Both of those require completely different techniques and tactics. But if you want to be a fully booked lash artist, then you need to understand that all of your clients are most likely, unless people travel hours for their lashes, which does happen, you need to understand that it's going to be the local area and local people. And you need to go to them. So although when you do any posts, you should always tag your location or your town or whatever, because then you'll be more, what's the term? That's not findable, is it? Searchable. You'll turn up more in searches and when people are looking. But what you should do is spend your time, instead of scrolling through other lash artists' work from across the world and commenting on their pictures of lashes, because
I mean, if you've got the time, you can do it.
Oh, you can. Yeah, okay, you can do both.
But I'm talking
specifically about finding clients, rather than just general Instagram use. So again, the Instagram algorithm, the way it works on Instagram is they're there to try and make your experience on Instagram good and make you stay on Instagram. So whatever you usually comment on, whatever you usually like or view, or whoever your followers are, that is, will build a picture of the sort of thing you're interested in. So therefore, Instagram will show you things that it thinks you're interested in. And also it will show your stuff to people that are commenting and liking and stuff, your pictures. So if you happen to get loads of likes and comments from and followers from being lash artists that are all over the world, then the algorithm is going to show your posts and stuff to people all over the world, because they're the type of people that are interested. However, if you spend your time making sure you tag your city when you're in your posts, if you spend your time commenting on, like, you can literally go onto Instagram, click on the little magnifying glass search icon, and up the top you get, when you click on the search, you can have places, tags, and accounts, and then the top that they're offering you. So basically you can search your local area. It will bring up all the posts from anyone that's posted in your local area. You can just spend your time scrolling through, liking, commenting, doing whatever you want. And all of a sudden, it's like you're just walking around the town, putting up little posters of your business. That's what you're doing all over Instagram. So you can search your local area, click on the posts, and start leaving comments. That is the fastest way to have people find you on Instagram if you want lash clients. So it's so easy when you know, because you can spend only half an hour, 10 minutes a day if you want, just leaving comments on people that are more likely to be the kind of person that you can or will give you business. So I would say that is definitely, if you want number one tactical advice for using Instagram to gain clients, is stop interacting so much with lash artists from around the world and spend your time interacting and engaging with the local area. Because like I said, don't get me wrong, social media and Instagram, you might like building relationships, you might like networking. That's completely fine. I do too. However, if your aim is to gain lash clients, then you need to think more local. Now, as this episode is starting, it's gone over the limit that we set ourselves for recording it. We know we could talk for ages. There is honestly so much, so many pros and cons and positives and negatives, what you should and shouldn't do on social media, that we could talk about it and give you all of the different hypothetical situations. And we can't tailor this episode to absolutely everyone. We just want to give you more of a broad idea of, if you want lash clients, you must do this. So with that being said, we are, and because we've already told you what our whys are, we want to try and help you. So if you are listening to this and have further questions, or you want us to be more specific about something, please let us know. You can DM us, you can post it in the Team Lash Base group on Facebook, and we will create an episode that is even more specific than these, the sort of the broad episode sort of that we are normally doing. We'll be happy to talk about, if you specifically want a half an hour long episode about how to use hashtags, that's exactly what we'll do. So we're going to end that part on Instagram right there, because like I said, we have already got a couple of episodes on Instagram and we could just talk for ages about it.
We do at work.
Yeah. I think the last point that we want to make for online digital marketing, and that is so, it works so well, honestly, it's our most, at Lash Base, our it most successful really form. Successful.
And it's probably something you've never even thought about either.
Yeah. And that is email marketing. You should have all of your clients' email addresses. You should have asked them if it's okay to send them emails. about your timings and discounts and promotions or anything like that. And if they have given you their email address and if they have agreed to that
in writing,
then you can and you should send regular emails to them. I mean, like what, once a month maybe?
I would say it depends. Like if you're sending out my availability for the week, you might want to do that on a Sunday.
Yeah. So it's like you have a list of all of your clients and they're, you can directly send a message into their inbox and they will read it, or they might delete it, but it goes direct to them. And it's where you get to communicate exactly what you want to say. And again, that extra service is something that's worth them either telling someone about. It's a good way of, if you need to fill up a few empty appointments, you can tell everyone about it and you're likely to get more appointments. So if you haven't already, I suggest looking into different email marketing platforms. Like we use MailChimp.
There's quite a few different ones.
Yeah, there's loads that you can use. MailChimp can get quite pricey the bigger your list gets. However, just Google email marketing and it will bring up all the different options that you need, and you can put in everybody's email addresses. You can even add a little sign up form so people can add their email addresses in themselves on your website. Facebook. And then that way you can just collect the email addresses that you can then contact people. And like I said, it works. It's our best form of marketing at Lashbase because we have a list of all of our customers that have ticked the box to say, send me an email about discounts. We then can send an email and they get it, obviously, unless it goes into the junk or if whatever. But
yeah, I just want to say as well, with the content that you use, you need to make it worthwhile for them so that they open it. So you don't really want to be pushing out his like a salesy pitch each time, because they're less likely to open it. And your subject is also very important.
Yeah, so as long as if you can write a subject that like the headline so that it makes people want to open the email, then that's a great start. And like Amy just said, if you're constantly going, guys, 20% off, guys, I've got spaces, guys, I've got this, yeah, get free one of these, free one of that, 20% or whatever, it can get a little bit annoying, can't it?
Something quite embarrassing happened, what was it, about 2-3 weeks ago? Oh, the last discount day.
Yeah.
I made a mistake with the content. Jamie checked it, but it was wrong. We sent out the email. Then someone pointed out that the date was like January.
It was wrong.
Oh, December. So someone contacted us, let us know that it was wrong. And then we sent out a further email to apologise. And what was the subject?
Oops, we made a mistake.
That was opened so much more than the other one.
Yeah.
Simply because people wanted to know what the mistake was.
Yeah. So they opened it. But again, though, on the another side to that, so talking of not sending too many emails, because we had to send another one because we got the dates wrong, we actually had not a lot, but there were, I think, 2 or 3 people complained. Well, they complained. Oh, okay. Yeah. No, because you get unsubscribes with most emails, don't you? But we had 2 or 3 complaints that we send too many emails. But obviously it was only because we got the date wrong on the first one. So we sent out the second one to say, oops, sorry. But if you're fed up of because I do it, every time I open my emails, I've got probably about 12 emails from any clothes shop or whatever that I've made a purchase from in the past. So yeah, email marketing can be so successful for your business. So if you're a lash artist, because we'll call it a day there, happy with that? Because we can always, the last one.
We could literally go on and on and on.
Yeah, no, the last one is if you haven't had a look at TikTok yet, have a look at it, set up an account. For a start, follow me, Lashbase_Jamie and Lashbase.
I'm on there, but I haven't got anything on there. And Lashbase.
We're going to try and be a bit more active on it with the Lashbase account because it's quite fun. You can make some really funny videos. And one good thing you can do is make the videos on TikTok and then save them and post them onto Instagram. It's working really well isn't it?
It's quite engaging. It's quite funny.
It is funny, yeah. The only thing I would say, if you're a lash artist and you want to get clients, which is what this episode is about, there isn't any specific location targeting on TikTok at the moment. So that means that you are creating content for the world.
Yeah.
Rather, there's hashtags. You can use hashtags and people can search for hashtags in the local area and stuff. However, it's more about creating more of a brand for yourself and being able to get a little more creative. So check it out, because it'll change, it'll grow, and more people are getting involved in it. So it's a great time to get started now before, obviously saying that it's like 500 million people use it, but
all over the world.
Yeah. But it's going to move and it's going to grow, and it's good to get practice on it, because you'll understand it by the time it becomes like the norm to use it. Yeah. But yeah, it is very funny. So just as a quick recap before we end the episode, if you're a lash artist, you want clients, then use word of mouth is king. Your great customer service is an equal to that. So they're the two things. And then regards to finding the right clients, you need to understand who your clients are, create a persona of your client, give them a little name, an age, their interests, and then use that to understand where you should put your focus into marketing. So whether that be Facebook, Facebook ads, Facebook groups, or on Instagram, searching the local hashtags and leaving comments, and just engaging around there, whilst maybe limit the amount of other follows that you get, if you want lash clients. Oh, and lastly, and email marketing. Definitely start email marketing 100%. So that is it for another week. As we are late, we are going to hopefully try and get this next episode recorded and done ahead of time, so we can get back onto schedule with our podcasts. So that's it from me. We will put this up in the Team Lash Space Facebook group. And if you want to follow me or send me any messages, ask any questions, have any requests, I'm on Instagram at lashbase_Jamie. And one of my favorite things is, and this is a plug, is if you are listening to this and you've made it to the end, because this is a very long episode, if you've made it to the end, please share this on your Instagram stories and tag me so I can see that you're listening, because it's always good to know that what we're talking about.
Definitely.
It's although we get the numbers of how many people are listening and our audience size, which is great and is growing, so we know that it's going well, it's always like that pat on the back or that recognition, acknowledgement that what we've done is working and is helping people. And that's the satisfaction we get. So the best way to show that is to post it up on your Instagram stories and tag us. And that's how to make us feel good. Because if it's made you feel good, it'll make us feel good.
And we'll reshare as well.
Oh, yeah, of course we will.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at lashbase_Jamie and...
at lashbase_Amy.
And, of course, the Lashbase account at lashbase_limited, which is LTD. So that's it. We will see you next week. Let us know and send us your requests on future episodes as well, because we'd love to get more specific as it goes on. And the good news is we have some interviews coming up very soon, which is a new thing for the Lashbase podcast. So have a nice weekend and we'll speak to you soon.